Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Today we're going to look at this month's TOEIC article, which means that we'll be reading something that we'd expect to see in a work environment.
Okay, the title of the first part is It's Right, It's Healthy. That doesn't seem to relate to work.
Well, the idea of it is that a man is giving a presentation to some people in an office. Presentations are very much a part of office English. So, we might be able to find some good phrases or ideas that you guys might one day use in the future.
I see. And maybe the healthy eating tips that speaker is going to mention will help office workers to become healthier and maybe become better workers.
Yep, that is the idea. Many jobs involve sitting at your desk in front of a computer for a long time, so it can be hard to keep in shape. I should know. However, eating right is just as important as exercising.
Okay, so let's read through the man's talk and see what ideas he has for how office workers can eat right and eat healthy.
Reading. Eat right, eat healthy.
First of all, I'd like to thank your management for inviting me to speak to you today. Nutrition is important for everyone, and not just for health reasons. Having the right diet can also make you a more productive worker. You won't run out of energy or feel too hungry during the day. Let's start with breakfast. The important thing is to get plenty of protein in your first meal of the day. Protein fills up your stomach and takes time to break down, so you won't get hungry before lunch. That stops you from snacking. Eggs, lean ham, and salmon can all be part of a protein-rich breakfast.For lunch, you'll want more protein, as well as some carbohydrates. Make sure your carbs come from whole grain sources like brown rice or wheat. These will keep you feeling satisfied for longer. If you do feel the need to snack during the day, try to eat nuts or fruit.So the speech begins with Calvin, that's the speaker, saying, First of all, I'd like to thank your management for inviting me to speak to you today. Now, this is a really good thing to do when you're giving a speech at a company. Thank the people who invited you. It shows that you appreciate their interest, you respect them, and that you're happy to be giving the talk.Now, if you seem happy and interested in the talk, people will be interested in what you have to say.
And Calvin wants to thank the company's management.
That's right. Now, the word management is quite long, M-A-N-A-G-E-M-E-N-T, management, okay? In this case, it means all the managers and the senior workers and the bosses at the company, okay? It can be used to mean how to manage or the process of managing people, but in the article, it's talking about a group noun for all the people in charge at a company. For example, if the workers are arguing with the management,It means they're arguing with their bosses.
That's bad. Okay, manage 这个动词呢就是管理的意思了。例如呢 ,Paul manages a sandwich shop. 保罗呢他经营了一家三明治店。而 management 呢就是他的名词哦一样翻译为管理或者是呢经营。例如呢我们说 weight management, 就是呢你的体重管理了。那在这边 呢 A 它其实呢是指的是公司的管理阶层了，例如呢我们刚刚说的经理 manager， OK， 所以呢这些 manager 在一起呢就像刚刚说的 Pat 说的这个 management 就是指管理阶层。所以呢刚刚 Pat 举例了，他说呢 the workers arguing with the management， 跟管理阶层吵架，就表示呢这些员工呢 A 在跟他们的老板有争执了。 OK， so next Kelvin introduces the topic of his talk. He says nutrition is important for everyone and notjust for health reasons.
Yeah, and this is another good tip for making a speech, what Calvin's just done. You need to tell people what the speech is about right at the start, okay? It's almost like a topic sentence when you're writing. Make a good introduction. Now, we also saw him use the word nutrition, which means getting the right food we need for healthand growth. It doesn't just mean eating, it means eating the things we need to be healthy.
OK, nutrition 这个字呢中文我们就翻译为营养哦。例如呢我们食物里面富含的这些蛋白质啊碳水化合物或是维他命纤维哦，这些东西等等等的都叫做营养，我们就可以说 nutrition. Kelvin says that we need nutrition to be healthy, but he says there are other reasons nutrition is important too.
That's right. He says having the right diet can also make you a more productive worker. Okay, so productive is spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-V-E. Productive, and it means achieving or producing a significant amount of work or a significant result.You just get a lot done, basically. So we could say the productive writer publishes 2 or 3 books a year.
好的，在我们看 productive 之前呢，我们一样先看一下哦。Produce 这个动词呢，它呢就表示制造或是生产的意思哦。例如呢 ，They produce this bag in China. 他们呢在中国生产这个包包，而被产出的产品呢，我们英文就说 product。Product 就是指产品。那这些呢都是长得很像的字哦。那可我们这边使用的呢是 productive， 它呢就是形容词的形式哦，它用来形容呢这个是很有产出的，成效很好的。课文里面呢就是说呢 ，The right diet。Diet 这个字呢有的时候会翻译为节食哦，不吃饭的节食，但是呢其实这边指的是你的日常饮食，你吃进去的三餐我们就叫做 diet。 所以呢正确的饮食呢会使你成为怎么样 a more productive worker， 使你成为更有生产力的员工。 OK， so next Kelvin says how gettingThe right diet can help you get more work done. He says you won't run out of energy or feel too hungry during the day.
Yeah, that's important. If you feel hungry, you'll be, instead of thinking about work, you'll be thinking, when's lunchtime? When can I go home? When can I get a snack? Okay, we saw the phrase to run out of something. And this means that you use up all of something you have, meaning you have none left.If you run out of toilet paper, there's no paper. Terrible. If your phone battery runs out of power, you need to charge it.
Okay, run 这个动词呢就是跑步的意思哦，但是呢 run out 当作片语使用呢，它则表示为用光的意思了。例如呢刚刚 Pat 说 You are running out of toilet paper， 你的卫生纸要用光了，上厕所的时候发生呢，肯定是噩梦一场哦。那呢你可以想象的是东西跑出去了，没有了，所以呢我们说 run out of something 就是呢用光的。 In this case, people who won't eat well might run out of energy
Okay, let's look at that word in more detail, energy. When we talk about our body, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy, is the strength or power we need to complete any activity. For things like phones, cars, or computers, the energy comes from electricity, burning gas, and so on.Now, for us, energy comes from food, and it's measured in something called calories, C-A-L-O-R-I-E-S, calories. Now, our body can make things from our food, okay? It breaks it down and it makes energy that's then used by our muscles. Energy we don't use gets stored as blood sugar or as fat until we need it.
OK, energy 呢它是一个名词哦，它的意思呢就是精力或是活力哦。例如呢刚刚 Pat 说呢，当我们 energy 来形容一个人的时候呢，它就表示我们一个人的能量，我们的精力。但是呢这个字呢也可以指能源呢，例如我们刚刚举例说像手机啊电视这些是使用电，用 electricity, 用电，这是呢它的能源。那或者是现在呢很流行的我们说这个 renewable energy, 可再生能源哦，像是呢太阳能啊风力啊潮汐啊这些发电方式哦，所以产出的能源呢我们就可以叫做 energy. So how can we eat right and get all the energy we need?
Well, Calvin says, let's start with breakfast, okay? You see here, he's used a different topic sentence to introduce the next part of his presentation. What we had before was the introduction, so now we're on to the main part of the talk.
Next, Calvin says, the important thing is to get plenty of protein in your first meal of the day.
Okay, we see here the phrase plenty of. Plenty is P-L-E-N-T-Y, plenty, and then of. And it just means the same as lots of. Like, it's important to drink plenty of water, get plenty of sleep, and so on. It means as much as we need, and maybe more,but not an unhealthy amount.
Okay, plenty 呢就表示大量或者是许多的哦。那我们的用法呢就在后面加上 of. Plenty of 这个片语呢就是形容数量很多的。例如呢 we have plenty of hats in stock. 我们呢有这个帽子呢有很多现货哦。那呢你也可以将它代换为比方说我们说 a lot of, 或是呢 lots of, 都是呢形容大量的。Okay, here Calvin says we get plenty of protein.
Yeah, we need plenty of protein in the morning. Protein is one of those things our body needs, okay? We can make many of the important proteins ourselves. We make them inside our bodies, but we need to eat the right kind of food, usually other proteins, in order to do this. In our bodies, some proteins make up our muscles, other proteins make up our hair and so on, and other ones have jobs like breaking down food, helping our body fight diseases. I could go on. After all, I spent 3 years studying proteins at university.
Oh, you're like the professional.
I'm a scientist, yes.
Yeah.没想到呢，我们 Pat 原来是这个哦 ，protein 的专家哦。protein 呢，原来指的啊就是蛋白质咯。例如呢，你吃肉啊，吃蛋，或者是呢，像素食的人呢，会吃大豆，这些食物呢，里面都含有蛋白质。蛋白质呢，就可以用来合成你的肌肉 muscle， 或者像是你的头发、你的指甲都可以哦。So what foods should we eat to get plenty of protein?
Well, I think you mentioned a few there: meat,
yes,
nuts,
yes,
eggs, fish, and things like that. A lot of food has different amounts of protein in it. Calvin is going to give us some other choices in just a moment.
Okay, yes, because first he mentions why getting lots of protein is good. He says protein fills up your stomach and takes time to break down, so you won't get hungry before lunch.
So when we talk about breaking down food, we mean how the chemicals in your body and the action of eating and chewing turn food from big lumps of meat and bits of rice and vegetables into all the small things our body uses for energy to grow and so on. Breaking down food into sugar, protein, fat, vitamins and so on.
Oh, 所以呢 break 这个字呢我们单看 break 这个动词它就有破掉或者是呢破坏的意思了。所以呢 break down 这个片语呢一样哦，它可以表示这个损坏或是故障了。例如呢 the laptop broke down this morning, 这台电脑呢今天早上故障了坏掉了。但是呢在这边呢我们是指分解的意思了，表示呢这些营养素在我们的体内被分解，然后呢拿去制作成我们的头发啊肌肉血液等等等。Okay, so protein stop you getting hungry, and this is good because, as Calvin says, that stops you from snacking.
Yeah, now here we've used snack as a verb, and as a verb, snack just means to eat a snack or eat several snacks in a period of time. Okay, now for some good examples of food with plenty of protein. Calvin says eggs, lean ham, and salmon can all be part of a protein-rich breakfast. If meat is lean, then it doesn't contain much fat. So you can get fatty bacon or lean bacon, depending on how much fat is cut out of the meat.
OK, 这段课文呢就解释什么样的食物呢可以获得很多很好的蛋白质哦。注意到呢我们这边形容火腿 ,ham, 这边呢使用 lean 这个形容词了它呢就表示瘦的。例如呢刚刚 Pat 举例说呢我们培根呢有分成 fatty bacon, 比较多肥肉的还有这个 lean bacon, 瘦肉培根。所以呢当然是瘦肉它所含的油脂比较少你获取的蛋白质也会比较多咯。
Yep, we also saw the word protein rich with the hyphen, and that just means has or contains a lot of proteins. We could also use like something rich with other words like sugar rich desserts, vitamin rich vegetables, and so on.
OK, rich 这个形容词呢就是形容很有钱的、哦、例如呢 a rich guy, 有钱人、哦、那呢这边呢它变成了复合形容词、哦、我们用一个 hyphen 把它接在了名词后面它就是呢用来形容富含这个名词的什么东西例如呢我们刚刚说 vitamin rich vegetables, vitamin 就是维他命、哦、富含维他命的蔬菜就是这个样子的用法咯 So that takes care of a healthy breakfast.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, Kelvin moves on to lunch. He says for lunch, youwill want more protein as well as some carbohydrates.
Yeah, carbohydrates. We often call these carbs for short, and these are another kind of nutrition, like protein and fat. Yes, we do need some fat. Carbohydrates, which are made of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and that's it,are our main energy source as they break down into sugars that our body uses for energy. However, if we eat too many carbohydrates, then we don't burn all of that energy and our body stores them or it as fat.
OK, carbon 呢这个字就是碳元素的碳哦所以呢我们说 carbohydrate, 就是呢我们中文说的碳水化合物它就是有碳氢氧结合在一起。它呢也就是呢我们中文说的淀粉类。注意到如果吃的太多你没有把它消耗掉它呢就会变成 fat, 变成脂肪储存在你的身体里面。So what foods contain carbohydrates?
Well, basically all foods contain it, yes. But some foods like rice, bread,pasta, potatoes, and things like that, they have lots of carbohydrates.
Oh, 所以呢像是我们淀粉类哦像是我们吃的面饭面包甚至是的马铃薯地瓜这些呢都有我们的 carbohydrates, 都有我们的碳水化合物。However, as Kelvin says, make sure your carbs come from whole grain sources like brown rice or wheat.
Yeah, whole grain means that the grain, which is like the rice, the wheat, or so on, is whole.Some grains, like white rice or the stuff used to make white flour, have part of the grain removed.
Ah, okay.
But brown rice or brown wheat flour or whole grain foods, they have more nutrients in them.
OK, 课文呢强调呢你的碳水化合物来源呢最好是 whole grain 的这个 resource. 所以呢 grain 这个字呢指的就是谷物例如呢我们吃的米呀小麦这些都是谷物。那 whole 呢它则是指全部的、哦。所以呢我们说 whole grain 就是呢复合形容词形容呢这些膳食这些碳水化合物是全谷物的。例如呢我们讲糙米相对于白米、哦、白米呢就是已经把很多东西都拿掉了。那糙米呢它因为留着很多东西所以呢它是 whole grain 完整的。它呢就是我们这边讲的食物。So, there are a good source of carbohydrates.
A source, S-O-U-R-C-E, source, is where something comes from. With food, we mean which foods give us the things our body needs. So, rice is a source of carbohydrate, chicken is a source of protein, and so on.
Source 呢就是来源的意思哦例如呢你写报告引用了某个网站的数据诶那你在这个图表下面就要加入 source, 就是呢指你这个是哪里来来源是哪里。但是呢一样是指来源呢这边呢指的则是呢你碳水化合物摄取的来源呢是从哪里来的。So why should we eat whole grain food? Because they have more nutrition?
Yeah, that's one reason. Calvin also says these will also keep you feeling satisfied for longer.Satisfied is spelled S-A-T-I-S-F-I-E-D, satisfied. And if you feel satisfied, you're happy. Maybe because you have enough of the thing you want. Maybe because the results of something were good. We could also say pleased. When we're talking about food, satisfied means we feel like we're not hungry. We have enough food in our stomachs.
Okay, satisfy 这个字呢是 satisfy 的过去分词哦，它拿来形容人哦，就表示呢形容这个人是感到满足的。例如呢 ，I'm satisfied with your performance. 我对你的表现呢感到很满意哦。注意到呢，我们后面这边加上 with， 那课文呢这边一样是满足的，但是呢它比较是指你的胃口满足了，比较不容易饿的意思喽。那补充给你呢，你可能也会看到 satisfying. Okay, 它后面是加上 ing， 这是动名词的形式，当做形容词呢，它则是形容这个东西令人满意的。例如呢。The food he prepared is satisfying. 哦，他准备的食物很丰盛哦，很使人满足。
The final piece of advice Calvin gives is, if you do feel the need to snack during the day, try to eat nuts or fruit. So again, nutrition rich, lots of protein, not too many carbohydrates. Okay, that's the end of the article. So we're now going to move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what do you normally eat for breakfast?
For me, I normally have breakfast at home, like whatever my mom prepares.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will usually have a bowl of cereal.
Cereal?
I try and get a healthy one. I don't always get a healthy one, but I try. Sometimes on the weekend, if I have more time, I might make a more kind of English breakfast with toast and eggs andmushrooms, those kind of red baked beans. Normally a breakfast would have meat. I don't eat meat, so no meat on my breakfast. But an English breakfast would have sausages and bacon and blood pudding and stuff like
blood
that.
Blood pudding?
Blood pudding or black pudding.
What is that?
I'll have to tell you later because we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow as we see some more about healthy eating. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Eat right.Eat healthy.
First of all, I'd like to thank your management for inviting me to speak to you today. Nutrition is important for everyone, and not just for health reasons. Having the right diet can also make you a more productive worker. You won't run out of energy or feel too hungry during the day. Let's start with breakfast.The important thing is to get plenty of protein in your first meal of the day. Protein fills up your stomach and takes time to break down, so you won't get hungry before lunch. That stops you from snacking. Eggs, lean ham, and salmon can all be part of a protein-rich breakfast.For lunch, you'll want more protein, as well as some carbohydrates. Make sure your carbs come from whole grain sources like brown rice or wheat. These will keep you feeling satisfied for longer. If you do feel the need to snack during the day, try to eat nuts or fruit.
Vocabulary review.
Management. Our company's management has decided to pay all of us more money. Productive. Lance is a productive employee who always does more work than others. Energy.Jerry didn't have enough energy to finish the race, so he dropped out. Plenty. There was plenty of food at the party, so we could all eat as much as we wanted. Source. While Peter was writing his paper, he was careful to note all of his sources. Satisfied.Jason is satisfied with the new arrangement.